USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's not going to sign it into law until Monday by his own choice, but President Biden is certainly out talking about that huge infrastructure bill that Congress gave final approval to last week. Speaking at the Port of Baltimore on Wednesday, the president said the measure is going to make a big difference in the United States, not just with roads and highways and fixing ailing bridges, but also by upgrading ports like the Port of Baltimore.
It's going to modernize our ports with $17 billion in investment.
2-1-0. Ignition and liftoff.
Four astronauts now headed to space on the fifth SpaceX crewed mission. The Crew 3 mission launching on Wednesday night as it set off to begin a six-month science and research mission to help keep the International Space Station staffed. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Houston's police chief saying his homicide unit is investigating the deaths of eight people at the Astroworld Festival last Friday night, but the chief says it could take months to come up with answers. Chief Troy Finner saying the family's pleas for justice will be heard.
We owe that to them. We owe it to the city. We owe it to our nation, and we need to learn lessons from this.
The chief also said that while a preliminary investigation had suggested a hypodermic needle may have been jabbed into some people in the crowd and that may have prompted the stampede, the subsequent investigative activity has found no evidence that that happened. A federal judge approving a $626 million settlement with tens of thousands of residents of Flint, Michigan, who sued the state after drinking water that the city provided that was tainted by lead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Houston's police chief saying that a theory he had about people being stabbed with drugs at that Texas music festival last Friday is, in fact, not the case. A preliminary investigation suggested someone may have jabbed a hypodermic needle into a security guard's neck. Troy Finner, the chief, now telling reporters, the guard told officers he was hit in the head on Friday at the Astroworld concert and that it is unknown what kind of an object, if any, actually struck the guard, but apparently it was not a syringe as earlier suggested. More Americans say they are worried about a spike in crime. A new Gallup survey saying that anxieties about certain types of crimes are running high and surpassing levels seen before the pandemic struck. And that includes respondents frequently or occasionally thinking about getting mugged, being attacked while driving, and falling victim to identity theft. 74% of the people surveyed say they are legitimately worried about hackers taking their personal credit card or financial information. And younger women are investing more often. A new study from Fidelity Investments finds nearly 75% of millennial women invest aside from their retirement accounts. And coming to you from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.